There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence, and thank you so much for being with us today. Today, our scripture passage comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful passage. We all know what a wonderful gift old friends are. When I was a Girl Scout leader, we had a song that we sang, "Make new friends but keep the old. One is silver and the other gold." People who have stood with you in difficult times, people who have not only talked about loving you, but people who have proven their love, those who have shared with you in your time of need, or in the case of Paul, those who have shared with him when he needed to share with other churches. These were his precious friends at the church in Philippi, who now held him up before God during his imprisonment. They didn't forget him. They remembered him every day. They loved him, and they loved the God who he introduced them to. There is nothing quite like the strength, the encouragement, and the joy of tried and true friendship. During a time when many people would have been focused on their own situation and their own needs, Paul saw it as a time to share the message of salvation and to pray for others. He tells his friends what's on his heart. The bond between this church and Paul, very close, very special relationship. When Paul thought of them, he was just grateful to God for having been bound together in a friendship with them. Oh, he was praying for them just as they were praying for him. He was asking God's best for his friends, and they were no doubt asking God's best for him. Do you have friends like this? People you pray for, seek God for, and people who you know God brought into your life? We should all be thankful for those who God allows us to call friends. Friends in the family of God are really, really special. They are truly family. I remember the wonderful people in the church where I grew up. Some were friends and members of the fellowship for 30, 40, 50 years. They helped each other. They prayed for each other. They were there for the birth of children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, graduations, death of loved ones, disappointments, heartbreak, pain. It was all the same. They could be counted on. The love was genuine, and the commitment was so real. Paul was in prison. If ever there was a time when somebody needs support, it's when they are in trouble. Paul was in prison facing possible execution. He could easily have cried out in anger to God and to his friends, but Paul didn't do that. His reaction was the direct opposite. He saw these adverse circumstances as another opportunity to let the love of God shine through. He knew that people would consider the claims of Jesus Christ when they saw someone whose life Christ had changed. He knew that if he represented Christ well, someone would ask a question and open the door for a witnessing opportunity. He knew that regardless to where he found himself, God was opening doors. He was giving witnessing opportunities for him to be the one who would say the words that would cause somebody's heart to be pierced and cause them to ask, "What must I do to be saved?" He was touching hearts, even as he faced unjust imprisonment. Paul was joyful at the thought of his friends who had joined in fellowship with him in his evangelistic efforts. When Paul needed financial assistance, he could count on this church. He could count on them to share whatever they could because they were a church committed to not only having the gospel message themselves, but sharing it with others. We all have a duty to support and encourage evangelistic work, just as this church at Philippi. Paul reached out to his friends, not to complain about his situation, not to cry upon their shoulder, but amazingly, to speak words of encouragement and hope to them. He's the one in prison, and he's encouraging and speaking joyful words to them. Most of us know that kind of person. No matter what they're going through, no matter what the sickness, no matter what the burden, they can always give somebody else a smile and offer a prayer. Lord, make me that person. Make us those people who can always say a positive word to another person in need. Offer some precious words that will give them hope. Paul was confident that the Lord who has started a good work in them will complete it until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. That same Jesus who started a good work in us, he will complete it until the day of the Lord Jesus. Precious words that we offer to you today. God has given each of us a destiny, a purpose, a unique path. On the road to our destiny, we will encounter roadblocks, discouragement, confusing signs along the road so that we might become detoured. People may look at us and feel that we are not good enough, not attractive enough. Don't come from the right side of the tracks or the right family. All of these are distractions, nothing more. But none of them can keep us from completing the good work the Lord has started in us. We are all working for the day of the Lord, preparing for his return. Day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, The Lord will help us to move towards completion of the good work that He has started. Make no mistake. The Lord will help us. The Lord is doing a work in us. He is helping us to become stronger in our own commitment. He is helping us to perfect the gifts that He has given. He is working in us so that we might be the people, the witnesses, and the servant of God needed to do His work. Just as learning a skill requires practice and a willingness to grow, learn from mistakes, so does this walk with Him. We have to continue to listen to Him, grow in Him, and continue to be willing to obey Him in all things. Let's pray. Lord, we ask You that You give us a spirit of joy. Joy regardless to what is happening around us. Joy when we consider the wonderful family You have given us. Help us to be faithful friends and obedient servants to You. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in His presence.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@nonelikehimanywhere.org.